Hello and welcome to a brand new Lions Roar podcast. This week we'll hear from Guiseley's new old face Alex Perver, get an update on the Vixens and look forward to the visit of Dover. We'll start with a recap of the week that was and Guiseley's visit to Boreham Wood. The Lions had to settle for a goalless draw, absorbed some sustained pressure from a Boreham Wood team who'd come off the back of a 5-0 thumping of Dover in midweek. Johnny Maxted made a man of the match performance, but the Lions lost John Rooney early in the game, and in the last few minutes Elliot Green also went off injured, although that did mean a debut for 19-year-old Will Wells at the back. So Adam Lockwood's men left Meadow Park counting the cost in injuries, but bolstered by a clean sheet on the road. Up next was the fourth most informed team in Europe, according to Tom Feeney, anyway, at their place. Commentating on this one from a box approximately 3 miles away were myself and Nick Keefe.
Here comes George Smith down the left-hand side, puts a ball into the box. It's a deft header from the man in the middle on the Gateshead team, but it's just dropped wide of Johnny Maxted's goal. But that was an early sighter for George Smith, that ball into the box. 13 minutes gone here at the International Stadium. It's 0-0. Connor Brown and Will Hatfield combining down the right-hand side. Hatfield trying to get the ball in, hits it against the defender, right by the corner flag, but it's a throw. Connor will come over and take it. Waiting for yellow shirts to come with him. Kevin Hurst, with a neat little touch, gets himself into the box, plays it across, and Guiseley have scored! It's Jake Lawler! A neat little move, got Hatfield into the box, he played it across, Kevin Hurst into the box, he played it across to the far post. James Montgomery stretched for it but didn't get there, and Jake Lawler appearing at the far post has put Guiseley in front here at the Gateshead International Stadium. It's Gateshead 0, Guiseley 1.
Well, that was a really nice move by Guiseley, actually. Will Hatfield and Kevin Hurst had swapped. Hatfield was out on the right. And what Kevin Hurst did there from that throw-in was he drifted across from his position that he had been in on the left and came to the ball. The man who was marking the right winger, quite rightly, was marking Hatfield. Hurst found himself free in the area and he took his time and played it across at the right moment. And Jake Lawler, arriving at the back post, couldn't miss from close range.
And nodded straight back towards Hatfield, who manages to hold on to possession. I thought he'd been fouled there for a moment. I thought I heard the whistle, but as I say, we're in this glass box, so we can't really hear what's going on. Montgomery's tried to clear the ball away. Almost landed neatly for Jake Cassidy there, but in trying to chest it down, just nodded it into the path of a Gateshead defender, and Gateshead can bring this away now. Come over the halfway line. Here comes Mitch Brundle. Wes York is tripped by Walton.
I think he could be booked
to get
for that.
Past, and the referee looks like he's going for his card. Yep. Looks like Simon Walton's going to get himself a booking.
Something to keep an eye on in the rest of the game, that, for Walton, as he's playing the lone holding role.
Guiseley have won possession here on the halfway line. Jordan Preston's running at Jamal Fifield, gets into the box, tries to get beyond Fifield, and Fifield has an arm right across Jordan Preston in the penalty area. There's a big shout there for a penalty, but the referee's given nothing.
Well, I think that's a really, really poor decision. I mean, Jordan was moving far quicker than the defender and had already really gone past him before the defender wrapped their arms around him.
George Smith has got away down the left-hand side, gets away from Ashley Palmer. Connor Brown stays on his feet, but the ball's played across to the edge of the box to Wes York. Wes York picks his spot, and it's a wonderful save by Johnny Maxted, a stretching save away to his left, fully outstretched, both arms. Both hands just pushing that round the post. It's a corner to Gateshead, but Johnny Maxted saves the Lions again.
I'm laughing because Johnny's really unhappy with himself. He's arched his back, looked at the sky in frustration, because even at full stretch, he wanted to hold on to that. And at the moment, Gateshead will go into half-time feeling pretty frustrated that they've had, since the goal anyway, the majority of the attacking.
Ball played through for Jordan Preston. He's got himself into the box. He's taken a shot, but it's just wide. He was under pressure there from Manny Smith. It was a scuffed pass, a scuffed clearance from Gateshead that allowed Jordan Preston in. He held off Manny Smith, but he couldn't find the finish. And wide it goes, but a great opportunity there for Preston to get Guiseley second.
Okay, so we've just learned that I can't slap the desk without it being heard in here.
So, half time, then a goal from Jake Lawler, the difference between the sides at half time here at the International Stadium. It is Gateshead 0, Guiseley 1. One change for the Lions at half time. And this is a shame. Kevin Hurst has come off to be replaced by Derek Asamoah, who looks like he will line up on the right hand side. And Gateshead can get away down the left-hand side. The cross comes in low towards Johnson. Johnson with a shot and touched away by Johnny Maxted in the end. Low down to his right-hand side. But that was a glorious opportunity there for Gateshead. Mitch Brundle with the ball on the right-hand side. Has a long ball over for Daniel Johnson to collect. Collect he does. Tries to play the ball to the edge of the penalty area. Guiseley should clear but don't. Hatfield's first touch is heavy. But he gets away with it and Lawler can combine with Asamoah, who's back heel to the edge of the penalty area. Gateshead have equalised. Now, Guiseley were clearing their lines there. It was played out to Asamoah, who for some reason decided to back heel it back to the Guiseley defence. It fell to a white shirt who took a first time shot right into the top corner. And it is Gateshead 1, Guiseley 1.
It was a lovely finish right into the top corner of Johnny Maxted's goal, but make absolutely no mistake, that was a horror of a goal for Guiseley to concede. It was Asamoah thought there was a player behind him, and as he had no one to the side of him or in front, he tried something clever and cute to try and flick it back. And if that had come off, we'd have been saying, what a brilliant way to relieve the pressure on Guiseley and give him a chance to play out from the back. And instead, he played it straight into the path of a Gateshead man.
Mafuta with a long ball into the box. Almost falls for Danny Johnson, who hits the side netting with his shot. It was a long ball over, not dealt with by the Guiseley defence. Fell for Danny Johnson onto his right foot, who was forced out wide but could only hit the shot into the side netting. Then a long ball into the box causes problems. McLaughlin on the edge of the D shoots. It's gone through a crowd of players. It might fall here for a Gateshead man, but Johnny Maxted comes out and claims the ball from the edge of the six-yard box, just as Daniel Johnson looked like he might... just put the home team in front there.
Yeah, brave goalkeeping again, that from Maxted. Took it well.
Asamoah doesn't win the ball, doesn't stop the throw-in. Mitch Brundle with another opportunity to throw this long into the box on the right-hand side. A lot of bodies in that six-yard box. It's just bandling around there. And Jake Lawler gets a touch on it, but the referee's seen an infringement in there. Bandling, that's a new word.
I wasn't going to criticise you because anyone who takes on the job of commentating needs stronger nerves and a better connection between their brain and mouth than I can claim to have. But bandling is a very good one. So I'm not sure which two words you were halfway between.
<even certain. laughs>
I can get bouncing, but handling?
Anyway, there was a lot of players trying to kick the ball. None of them were really succeeding. And eventually the referee blew up for a foul. Liam Hogan wins the ball and Gateshead can come forward again. 10 seconds of normal time remain. Danny Johnson plays the ball to Wes York on the ledge of the penalty area. It's a deflected shot wide. It goes for another corner. The referee blows for full time. The Lions have earned a very creditable point here against the form team in the league. Taking the lead after 15 minutes with a goal from Jake Lawler from Kevin Hurst's cross. They were under extreme pressure from Gateshead throughout this game and particularly towards the end. Gifted them an equaliser in the second half. Derek Asamoah's bizarre decision to try and pass the ball back to the defence landed at the feet of Wes York, who could pick his spot and level the scores up for Gateshead. They'll be frustrated they haven't converted it into all three. Guiseley's unbeaten away record stretches now to 4 games as we gain a valuable point in the Vanarama National League. It finishes here at the International Stadium. Gateshead 1, Guiseley 1.
After the game, Colin caught up with Adam Lockwood.
Our own Tom Feeney pointed out that Gateshead were the fourth in-form team in Europe this season at the moment. So to put that game in context tonight, we were up against a very, very tough side. And we've come away with a very creditable 1-1 draw tonight.
Yeah. Disappointed in the way that we conceded. Very disappointed. Because that's not what we're about. We haven't been about that since a long time ago. They tested us. They had a lot of possession. That's the way they play. But ultimately, I thought my side's performance was impeccable in terms of the professionalism and the way they went about the game. And at times, the decision making was excellent. The ability at times under pressure, when we were being put under pressure, that calmness was pleasing to watch. And we have to maintain that now, and we have to keep pushing on. People talk about possession, and but for me, we had a game plan, and I can't fault the lads for the way they conducted themselves tonight, and they should be very, very proud.
And it was long spells where Gateshead pressed and pushed forward, and yet, as you say, the plan, the way that we held our shape, the way that we worked off the ball, they didn't have too many clear-cut chances across the course of that, certainly that second period where they really pushed on.
Yeah, they might look at it totally different. I look at it from my point of view and in my game plan and frustration that we caused. I know what I wanted out of my lads and the way they went about things, and that's what really, really pleases me at the minute. I can pick my team, we can talk about things and how we want to go about the game each game, and we can approach games totally differently, and I think if you look at the last 10 games and look at all the different challenges we've had, we've come up against some very good sides and all different types of threats and the way that they play football, and for me, our group of players has acquitted themselves excellently, and that's what football's been about. It's about being able to adapt and adapt to different styles, play to different strategies, and I can't speak highly enough of that dressing room, really.
And in the first half, we grabbed the goal to give us the lead. Jake Lawler at the back post, a very clinical sort of finish to a good move and a good opportunity. We might even have carved out more in that first opening 45.
Yeah. Good times that maybe could have done better. Great goal. Great bit of play. That's what we're about. We're setting ourselves up to do things, and fantastic goal. And like I said, for me, the way that they set things up, then great. Pleased, obviously disappointed not to take the 3 points, but that's the way football goes. And you can talk about, like I say, talk about possession, different things. But I thought, like I said earlier, at times that the ability and the calmness in possession was great, and it, with a purpose. It wasn't just, calmness. It was calmness with a purpose that created chances. So, yeah, pleasing.
And it's been a run of fixtures where we've played some tough teams at the top in recent weeks. The Dagenham and Redbridges, the Aldershots, the Gatesheads, all at the pressing at the top end of the table. The expectations are that we might, creep a point here or there, but it's been a much more impressive run of form, and it continues to be tough. Saturday against Dover, who themselves are looking at the top end of the table.
Every game in this league's tough. Sound a bit boring, but I bang on. If you're not right and you're not prepared right and you don't do the right things, then you don't get anything out of games at this level. And to be fair, it's most levels. So yeah, we continue to concentrate on what we want to do and where we want to be, and that's what we do. So hopefully we keep picking points up.
So 2 points from two tricky-looking away trips keeps Guiseley 7 points clear of relegation. But with Forest Green, Tranmere and Dover all still to play, there's plenty to do. Also with plenty to do are the Vixens, who took on promotion rivals Chorley on Sunday. This report from Oliver Coulthast, followed by his catch-up with Liv Thackeray.
Two goals from Liv Thackeray and Sarah Danby were enough to seal a triumphant return to Nethermoor for Guiseley Vixens, who saw off Chorley to return to the top of the league. A quiet start was soon given life after Liv Thackeray sent a Chris Wood-esque shot that went in off the post. And Guiseley were fairly in control, but were thankful to keeper Beth Sesman, who saved a one-on-one with Scarlett Smith after a Chorley break. But the Vixens were soon back on top, however, and got their second after Sarah Danby's bullet of a shot left the Chorley keeper with no chance. And there were chances aplenty in the second half for Guiseley, as they looked to kill the game off, but they just kept falling short in front of goal. However, it was a comfortable victory in the end for Guiseley Vixens, who returned to the top of the league.
I think Chorley one of the best teams we play this season. They came, they played football. I thought they did really well. We took our chances, so I think it was a deserved win. Could have got a couple more, but it was comfortable in the end.
And the goal you scored, you score a lot of goals this season, but do you think that one ranks among the best?
I don't know, I don't really think about it. I think I just got it out of my feet and looked up and put it away.
And do you think this win pretty much puts Chorley out of the title race, would you say?
I'm not too sure. They're a very decent team. I think they will get victories towards the end of the season, so we just need to keep focusing on ourselves, get the 3 points every week, and it's in our hands now, so that's all we can do.
Back at Nethermoor for probably the first time in about 4 months. Does that feel a bit strange getting on the pitch?
Yeah, I think it's the first time we've played on grass since the end of November. So it was nice to get back at our home ground. We do play nice football here. The weather conditions made it tough at times, but I think the class did show in the end.
You're back at the top of the league. Is that where you'll stay?
Hopefully, that is the intention. We've just got to take it week by week, game by game. The management makes sure we're focused just on the game ahead. All we can do is keep getting the 3 points. It's in our hands, so that's how we wanted it, really.
The Vixens are away at Crewe this weekend as they continue their push for promotion. Then, on the 2nd, they'll travel to Mossley Hill and they'll return to Nethermoor on the 16th of April when the visitors will be Chesterley Street. Thursday saw a flurry of transfer activity with the loan transfer deadline approaching, and the Lions brought in Michael Taylor, a former Leeds under-18 captain and right-back, and a new old face in Alex Perver, who scored 2 goals in 19 starts earlier in the season, including a goal of the month winner against York City. Tom Feeney caught up with him.
Right, well, Alex, first of all, it's all been confirmed. You are back at Guiseley until the end of April. Just how glad are you to get it over the line?
Well, it's brilliant news. I know, obviously, it was the last day of the window today, so it's good to get all the paperwork done. I just can't wait to get back started, really.
I was going to say, you made such a good impression during your first spell. You'll be wanting to continue the good work you started.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could enjoy my time more in the first spell. Enjoyed it with all the lads. They're all brilliant and playing for Lockie and Penn. So, like I said, I'm really happy that I'm joining back and, yeah, really looking forward to getting going again.
And when you actually look at where the side are right now, we're on a good bit of form at the minute, 5 games unbeaten and moving away from the relegation battle.
Yeah, I've kept myself aware of the results every time I've been playing and looking at how well we've been doing. So it's been good. I'm in a really great bit of form at the moment. Played Tuesday night and that was a good result again. Just looking forward to the game Saturday. And like you say, hopefully helping any way I can into his climb at that table.
And since you've been away from Guiseley, has it been the case that you've just been in the under-23s with Leeds?
Yes, I was just back at Leeds with the 23s, captaining that side, so it was again good to just being around Leeds and stuff, but I'm really happy to be back at Guiseley now.
And I suppose being with the under-23s, I know that you went on the tour of Ireland, so you played Shamrock Rovers, so you've had some decent experiences as well in that side.
Yeah, it was brilliant to go to Ireland and play a good Shamrock team and various playing a lot of the games for the 23s. So, like I say, I've enjoyed my time at Leeds, but then likewise, I'm really looking forward to getting back to Guiseley and playing some proper competitive men's football, obviously in the National League.
And have you had a word with anyone at Leeds regarding your future with the club? Obviously, it is getting to the point where decisions will be made at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm just focusing on just playing at the moment, whether that was for the 23s or whether it'll be for guys until the end of the season, and that all that kind of stuff will probably sort itself out towards the end of the season. So my focus is just working hard every day in training and playing to the best I can in all the games, and all that kind of stuff will hopefully get sorted.
And just for yourself, how much are you looking forward to, you know, going back into a team on a good run of form and a big game at the weekend against Dover as well? Plenty of fans expected to be attending it.
No, it's brilliant. Like I say, they're a great run of form. I'm looking forward to hopefully carrying on that form. Dover will be a good game at the weekend. I can remember playing there away, and they're a good side. And obviously they're up there in the league, so it'll be great if we can get fans there, and it'll be a good test for us, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So welcome to Alex and also Michael Taylor to the club. And we also have news that Joel Logan has gone to Halifax on loan until the end of the season. Don't forget, after the Dover game, the Supporters Club will be holding their popular and traditional race night event in association with J&B Travel. It'll take place in the clubhouse after the game. There's eight races initially scheduled, and a further race could be added on the night. The cost of a horse is just £2. You can get more details, as well as details of the final away trips of the season, particularly to Southport and Bromley, at geisleyafcsupportersclub.com. So Adam Lockwood's men will take on Dover this weekend with an ever-increasing injury list. Kevin Hurst was the latest addition after coming off at half-time at Gateshead, although he has had checks and we understand he is in contention for the weekend. John Rooney and Elliot Green are awaiting the results of scans after their injuries, whilst in better news, James Veselovsky and Rob Atkinson have both returned to training, although allegedly some way from match fitness. Danny East, still a long-term absentee. And that'll do it for another week. Join us next week when we'll run down another week's events around Geisley. Or if you can't wait till then to hear us, we'll be on air from 2:45 on Saturday at mixlr.com/Geisley Radio with match day commentary of the visit of Dover to Nethermore. Don't forget, you can tweet us anything you like at Geisley Radio with any abuse you might have or any thoughts or suggestions. Your views and opinions are always welcome. Thanks once again for downloading, and we'll see you next week.
On the edge of the area, leaves it to Pervin! He scores a superb goal from the edge of the D! Alex Pervin opened up his foot, curled the ball into the top right-hand corner. Geisley 2, York City 1.